So my name is, well, I go by they, them, Ty, and I am a trans and queer comedian. Thank you for the no applause there. Makes me feel right at home. But yes, I am proudly trans and queer. And usually when I tell people that, it's like a switch goes off and I'm transformed into this magical, mythical creature, like a queer Lorax, if you will. Like this interesting cross between Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and RuPaul's Drag Race. But instead of coming in and changing my sweater and shoes, the audience gets to watch while I take off my wig and untuck for the evening. And yes, I said untucked. And for any of you straights curious to know what that is, I will be out back after the show. And I'm talking to you. And you over there too. Why not? It's 2023. Let's keep it inclusive. But it's weird for me, right? Because I hate people. But not you people. You people are great and fantastic. I'm talking about the people who aren't here and can't hear what I'm saying. Yeah, I hate those people. But somehow, I've managed to become everyone's only trans friend. And with that title comes a couple things. For starters, I feel oddly desirable. Like, you had so many service providers to choose from, and you picked me. Thank you. I appreciate your business. I'm like Xfinity, but instead of phone, TV, and internet bundles, you get endless mimosa brunches. I know, right? And a card from your parents that says that they still love you. They're just a little disappointed that you won't be joining the family in heaven. You're welcome. The second thing is people feel so comfortable asking me whatever question pops into their heads. And at the most random times. So things like, hey, Ty, last night I had a dream that I was a unicorn being screwed by John Stamos. Does that make me gay? Yes. That does, in fact, make you gay. And I used to get really upset by this, but now I just use it as an opportunity to mess with people. So I'll say things like, hey, you know, when you start taking testosterone, you actually grow a full dick. Like a real one. Balls and everything. And all of my cis friends are like, oh my God, you're so brave. How can we support you? And the answer to that last one, I'm so glad you asked, is Cash App. It's always going to be Cash App. My handle is OnlyTrans, not to be confused with the ever popular OnlyFans. But I would appreciate any donation that you have. But like I said earlier, I am trans and queer and in the middle of my gender affirmation journey. Yeah, there we go. And I'm at the point where I'm starting to present in the way that I want to, like more masculinely. And so I'm starting to look at pictures from beginning of my journey. And if I can be honest with you all for a moment, it's a safe space. Yes, this guy gets it. It's really, really fucking embarrassing, honestly, because what I ordered was trans mass realness, and what I got was 47-year-old butch lesbian named Patrice. And we all know Patrice, right? She's your aunt's friend. Last week, she asked you to call her Peaches, wears a lot of flannel, obvious lesbian haircut, and just enough facial hair to make you question her intentions. But you all have been great. I have been They Then Ty. Thank you for listening.